Good morning, Randy Van. 8:18 here on this Thursday morning, and we're in the approaching the mid-70s as far as our temperature is concerned right now. We're going to stay in the upper 80s, it looks like, according to the National Weather Service. WeatherEye is going to fill us in on that information in just a few moments. As far as news goes, Jasper County saw COVID cases surpass 9,000 during the past week, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health's COVID-19 tracking website. Numbers posted to the site yesterday show 9,016 confirmed positive cases in the county since the pandemic began, resulting in 112 deaths. That's a death rate of 1.2%. Statewide, new COVID-19 cases reported this past week were down slightly from the week before. Iowa Department of Public Health website showing 3,919 new COVID cases in the past week, pushing the state's total to 792,208 cases. That's an average of about 560 new cases per day over the past 7 days. COVID-19 death toll has increased by 65 to 9,680. And national data from the Department of Health and Human Services show as of yesterday, there were 184 COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state, 17 more than the 167 reported the week before. 5 years in prison is the sentence a 27-year-old Otley man has been given for breaking into the Sully locker earlier this year. Tanner William Ware pled guilty to third-degree burglary. His 5-year prison term is to run simultaneous, though, with 2 5-year prison terms he received from Judge Terry Rickers in Marion County on June 2nd. Those charges were second offense sex offender registry violation in January, and a third-degree burglary from March. Court records show Ware was connected to the March 28th break-in at the Sully locker through security camera video from inside the building. Arrest reports says Ware pried open a door with a crowbar, went inside initially without a mask, but when he saw the security camera, authorities say he left, returning a short time later wearing a mask. Passerby called 911 just before 5:30 that morning, reporting a burglary in progress after seeing a man with a mask inside the locker. But when officers arrived, Ware was gone. He reportedly took cash from the cash register and some tools. Total loss was placed at about $300. He also allegedly left marks on the back door from an attempt to enter the building from there. Ware's sentence from Judge Richard Clogg includes a $1,025 fine and a restitution hearing that is set for July 13th. As part of his plea, a fourth-degree criminal mischief charge has been dismissed. Newton City staff says they're going to close Maytag Pool down for 1 day next week. Pool is going to be closed for maintenance all day Wednesday, June 29th. Staff's going to be replacing a key part of the pool's pump system. Staff says that part finally became available after a lengthy supply issue. And by doing this maintenance now, 1 day closure, they avoid a possible longer closure should the old pump fail later in the pool season. So Maytag Pool will be closed all day Wednesday of next week, June 29th. Coming up next, WeatherEye fills us in on your weather as we approach the weekend.